This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome to another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's good to be with you. And we join now by a returning guest. He is the 2015 Ironman Age Group World Champion. He won the 18 to 24-year-olds, broke the record in that as well in 2015, Malte Bruns. Malte, welcome back on. Nice to catch up again.
Hello again.
Malte, let's talk about swimming. You said in our previous chat that biking is probably the weakest of the three disciplines for you, but you said to me that there is some work that still needs to be done on your swim. Do you swim in a swim squad, or do you tend to do it all your swim training on your own?
I usually train on my own. In the past, I think I started swimming when I was 4 years old with kind of the lifeguards here in Germany. And we didn't really do tech training or sprints or whatever. We just swam, and maybe we did some drills or something. Going into this year, I just found a set for me, which I basically do every day. And sometimes I work with a coach to work on my technique, because swimming is all about the technique, right? So there's always something I need to do better when I swim. There are always so many things to think about, like where to position your arms, where to pull, and everything. So I really feel that there's something to do better. But love being in the water. I mean, I can count tiles for hours and hours and hours.
You are a special breed, Malte. I know a lot of people absolutely hate the time in the pool, and we're going to get onto that one workout. But let's talk a little bit about technique. It is important. I mean, you can get into the water, and if your technique is rubbish, you're going to be going nowhere in a hurry. Would you advise that anyone, it doesn't matter how good or bad you are in the water, get someone to look at their stroke and see if they are doing anything and change things if it will improve their swim stroke and performance long term?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've experienced it a couple of times during this year that somebody looked at my stroke and said, hey, you have to change this and that. And I did it, and I felt immediately that I was, seconds faster. So, it's really worth giving it a try, just to have somebody look at it, and you can just improve so easily just by, focusing on specific things.
It's so funny you say that, Malte, because I, as a kid as well, also swam in a bit of a swim squad. I can't really remember if we did lots of drills and that. And I haven't swum with a swim squad for about 20 years. And in the last 2 weeks, I've joined a swim squad, and I feel like a different swimmer. I've had, again, someone look at my stroke. I feel like I'm swimming so much better. It's amazing how something as little as that can make such a big difference.
Yeah, right. I mean, you just don't really think about how you swim. You just do your thing. And somebody from the outside just sees what could be improved.
Yeah, I'm one of those that hate just staring at that line. But the last 2 weeks, I'm enjoying my swimming again. We're mixing things up with the different workouts and different sets. But tell me about the one set that you do every day. What do you do in the pool? Let's talk about what a world champion does in the water every day.
Okay, I start off with 500 easy. Then 500 pressure on the arms. Then I do 700 with the pedals and the pool boy. Then 300 just the pedals. 500 pool boy with breathing pyramid thing. 500 power on the arms. Then again the pedal set, and then once again the pool boy set.
And that works out to about how much every day? I mean, you mentioned, I
think, it's 5,000 every day. And kind of depending whether the long or the short pool, maybe. Yeah, somewhere between hour 15, hour 20 workout.
And that's 6 days a week. You do that 6 times a week?
Yep.
Pretty much. It's incredible. Malte Bruns, thank you so much for letting us know what you do in the pool, and it's incredible. Just the last one, you don't do any sort of like really high intensity stuff in the water. It's just that exactly what you've just said.
In Kona, I actually did. I joined the Kona Aquatics team there. And they were doing sprints, but when I train on my own, I don't.
Did it hurt doing those sprints?
It was hard, but it was also really fun just being in the water with so many people and having a good time and the short breaks in between the sprints and all that.
Fantastic. We look forward to catching up again soon here on the Kona Edge. We'll find out what you do on the bike next time out. Malte, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to chatting then.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.